This audio is brought to you by the family law attorneys at Colburn Hinsey Mulleta, Arizona's elite family law firm. In Arizona, there are three different ways to terminate a marriage and the process for each is very similar, but the outcomes might not be. This is why a consultation with an experienced lawyer is always recommended before you proceed. The three ways to end a marital community are legal separation, divorce, and annulment, and each are performed under the same family court. First, let's discuss legal separation versus divorce. Where a divorce terminates a valid marriage and is probably the action that is most easily understood by the public, a legal separation is slightly different in one very specific and important way. In a legal separation, the parties cannot marry other people because they are still legally married to each other. In the process of a legal separation, custody matters can be decided, property and debts can be divided, and child support and spousal maintenance can be determined. After all of this is done, a separation agreement is either entered into by the parties or decided by a judge. After a legal separation takes place, any property or debt that either party acquires becomes their sole and separate property or obligation. There are various reasons that people may choose a legal separation over a conventional divorce. Some of these are the ability to keep a spouse on an insurance plan. This may especially be relevant if one spouse is close to reaching the age to receive Medicare or Social Security, there is a chance of reconciliation, or if the parties simply wish to live separately but have a moral or religious objection to divorce. It is important to understand that even if one party files for a legal separation, the other party may elect to have the legal action converted to one of divorce, and it will automatically convert to a divorce proceeding. Therefore, if the parties wish to proceed with a legal separation, they both must agree to this option. Next, we will discuss what is an annulment. In addition to a legal separation and divorce, the third and final way to end a marital community is by annulment. In the case of an annulment, the court declares that the marriage never existed and makes it a matter of public record. An annulment returns both parties to their previous single status, as if the marriage never happened. This process is more complicated, and a lawyer can walk you through the process to help determine if there is a legal basis for seeking an annulment. What is the difference between a civil annulment and a religious annulment? Despite having the same name, a civil annulment has nothing to do with a religious annulment. The two are granted for very different reasons, and the proof and documentation required may also be very different. The fact that you obtain a divorce rather than a civil annulment may not adversely affect your ability to seek a religious annulment. If you are considering seeking a religious annulment, you will want to first speak to your priest or other religious leaders to determine whether a civil annulment is a requirement in order to later seek a religious annulment. Next, what are the parental rights and obligations? Finally, it is important to know that whether a marriage is annulled or severed by divorce or legal separation, the parental rights and obligations of either parent to any children of that union are not diminished or changed in any way. There is no custody advantage to annulling a marriage as opposed to terminating it through a divorce or legal separation. What are the types of marriages that can be annulled? In Arizona, there are two different types of marriages that can be annulled. The first is what is called a void marriage. This is a marriage that is not allowed by law from the moment it was entered into, and therefore was never a valid marriage. The second type of marriage that may be annulled is what is called a voidable marriage. A voidable marriage is a marriage which, depending on specific facts, there may be grounds for the court to declare that the marriage was invalid. It will be the burden of the complaining party to prove by clear and convincing evidence that such grounds exist. Even if the marriage is annulled, a court will still have to equitably divide any community property and debts that were acquired by the parties during the period of time that the parties were living as if they had a valid marriage. However, by obtaining an annulment rather than a divorce, it is possible that a person who was a spouse in the now invalid marriage could lose certain rights, such as the right to spousal maintenance, right to a portion of a pension or retirement funds of other such property interest. Before you elect to seek a civil annulment, you will want to consult with an experienced family law attorney. What are the types of void marriages that are always invalid? First, incestuous marriage. This is defined as a marriage between a parent and a child, a grandparent and a grandchild, a brother and sister of either half or full blood, an aunt and a nephew, an uncle and a niece, and first cousins. There are some exceptions for this last category that an attorney can explain to you. Second, bigamy. If someone marries before a previous marriage is legally terminated, any subsequent marriage is void. A person who knowingly commits bigamy is also committing a Class 5 felony in Arizona. Third, underage marriage without consent. No one under the age of 16 may be legally married in the state of Arizona. A minor over the age of 16 may only marry if they have parental consent and if the prospective spouse is no more than 3 years older than the minor. If they have not obtained parental consent, then the marriage is void. Next, ways that voidable marriages may not be valid, depending on the facts. There is strong public policy in upholding marriages as valid, and because of that, the facts being alleged by the complaining party in an annulment proceeding must be proven by clear and convincing evidence before the court will find it voidable and grant an annulment fraud. If a person was untruthful or intentionally misrepresented facts or information for the specific purpose of persuading or deceiving someone into marriage, then it is possible that the marriage could be annulled. The untruth or lie must be something of such importance that if the complaining party had known of it at the time of the marriage, they would not have entered into the marriage. Marriages are binding by giving voluntary consent. What does that mean? Entering into a marriage is similar to entering into a contract. The people entering into either must do so voluntarily, without force or coercion, and must have the mental capacity to do so. If a party to marriage only agrees to it because of a threat of violence to themselves or to others, then that is not voluntary, and it may be grounds for an annulment. Similarly, if a person lacks the mental capacity due to age, disease, intoxication, mental illness, or insanity, such that they could not enter into a contract, they also may not have been able to knowingly consent to the marriage, and it may be subject to annulment. However, just because someone may have a mental illness, or suffer from some other ailment or impairment, doesn't mean that the annulment will be automatic. The burden will be on the complaining party to prove that at the moment of the marriage that person was not lucid and was unable to fully understand the significance of the marriage contract they were about to enter into. Another issue weighing on a marriage can be impotency. Having sexual relations with your spouse is not a requirement for a marriage to be deemed valid. However, impotency may be grounds for an annulment if it can be proven that it is incurable and permanent and that it existed at the time of the marriage, and was either not disclosed or discovered until afterwards. Once again, the facts will be important here. Such as, if by knowing about the impotency at the time of the marriage, the complaining party would not have entered into the marriage. Get legal help from the divorce lawyers at Colburn Hinsey Mulletta. As with all legal matters, it is important to fully understand all of your legal options, and the pros and cons of whether to seek a divorce, a legal separation, or a civil annulment. An experienced family law attorney at Colburn Hinsey Mulletta PLLC can walk you through this process during a free consultation. Call us today at 602-932-2999.